We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. The man who took down the White Settlement church shooter is now honored by the governor today.
At a ceremony out front of the governor's mansion, Governor Abbott presented the Medal of Courage to the West Freeway Church of Christ hero Jack Wilson, a volunteer security guard at the church.
You are a hero to everybody in the church that day. You are a hero to the people of Texas. You put your life on the line to ensure others would live.
A modest Wilson wished to remember his two parishioners that were killed that Sunday in late December.
I feel more as a protector than I do a hero, because I did lose two real good friends.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News. At the governor's mansion, Chris Fox, News Radio KLBJ.
DISD says it won't allow bags, backpacks, or purses at basketball games because of what happened this weekend with the shooting. Dr. Michael Hinojosa, the superintendent, says that shooting left referees, players, parents, and cheerleaders scrambling for safety.
That's why I wanted to be very precise that we don't blame South Oak Cliff and Kimball for this. It is an incident that happened at one of their games, but it's not a reflection on those two campuses. But it was an emotional roller coaster.
He says the district's going to announce details on the bag policy soon. Hinojosa says the boy who got shot has very significant injuries. A DISD police officer is okay. Another teenager turned himself in, charged with aggravated assault. Rodeo performances at the Stock Show moved to Dickey's Arena, but the old place is still going to get a lot of use.
For the first time since 1944, the Will Rogers Memorial Coliseum will not be home to the Stock Show's rodeo performances, but the legendary building is not going away anytime soon. The Coliseum will now be home to events that had previously taken place in arenas that had become much too small. Matt Brockman with the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo says one of them is the American Quarter Horse Association versatility shows.
Those shows have grown phenomenally, and in years past, we have those shows run into the wee hours of the morning in both the Justin Arena and the Watt Arena. Now that we've got access to the Coliseum, that gives us more room to be able to hold those horse shows.
Also on the penultimate day of the Stock Show, the Grand Champion Steer will be crowned at the Coliseum. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Puppy scams tricking people out of their money, and they're using Fort Worth addresses to do it.
They are taking people's money and not delivering the goods.
Amy Razor with the Better Business Bureau says an investigation uncovered 11 related dog breeding websites, all of them scams. Each phony online business used a real Fort Worth address on its website. One woman in Houston was told she could pick up her dog in person.
And she drove to Fort Worth to get her puppy and found that the address that she went to was just somebody's house.
All of the fake websites have been shut down now, but Razor says they'll probably be back.
That's kind of the way they operate, is to just shut one down and start a new one.
Her advice, never buy a pet without seeing it first, and deals that seem too good to be true usually are. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Jimmy Johnson finally in the Hall of Fame.
The former Cowboys head coach was working in his TV studio analyst role when he learned that he will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year. Johnson, with tears in his eyes after the surprise announcement, expressed his gratitude on Fox Sports.
This is so special to me because when you put in the work that we put in, it's nice to know people appreciate it.
Johnson coached the Cowboys to Super Bowl 27 and 28 victories before a very public and acrimonious split with owner Jerry Jones. In a statement, Jones said, quote, "We're so happy that the Hall of Fame has recognized Jimmy Johnson for what he is, a great coach." David Brewer, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Company that owns Taco Cabana says it's closing 19 restaurants in Texas right away. That does include locations in Dallas. Company statement says those stores are underperforming, and all the employees at those stores will get to go to other Taco Cabana locations. UTD's developing a new device to help stroke victims.
The wireless device is a tiny piece of glass that sits on the vagus nerve in the neck. It helps release chemicals in the brain. Dr. Robert Reniker helped create the device.
And so you get about a 3 to 4 times improvement in recovery with this device. And the way it works is while you're doing rehabilitation, so doing tasks with your hands or your legs, walking, whatever it might be, we're stimulating the nerve at very specific points.
He says around 150 patients have tried it, and a $1.4 million grant will be used to test the device before it goes to the FDA for approval. Kelly Weiss, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And the next generation of I-30 could have plans for self-driving cars.
The North Central Texas Council of Governments says I-30 will eventually need to be rebuilt east of downtown Dallas and from Arlington to Fort Worth. Transportation Director Michael Morris says those stretches could be the first in the country built with additional technology that could someday support self-driving cars.
Why couldn't Dallas-Fort Worth be the first grassroots, bottom-up, geometrically designed, next-generation technology freeways?
He says that next-generation design could include 5G and dedicated short-range communication technology. He says I-30 could also be built with induction loops to charge electric cars as they drive.
Wouldn't it be nice if our freeways provided a service, not just a mobility service?
He says a highway built for self-driving cars would let cars travel closer together, so lanes could be thinner and require governments to buy less land for roads. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.